Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, final score for the Sabres Prospects Challenge, Pittsburgh 6, Buffalo 3. Sabres, unfortunately, coming away winless in the 2025 Sabres Prospects Challenge and finishing last place in the tournament. Brayton Wilson, Owen Parker here to wrap things up in the final game of the Sabres Prospects Challenge. Owen, what's your final overlying thoughts from what you saw today and throughout the entirety of the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some good things from some of the Sabres prospects. All we're looking for in these Prospects Challenges games are, what can you do for the big club? What kind of style do you play? Are you effective in what you're doing? And are you playing for the team? And I think you saw a lot of that today. Some points you didn't. You'd like to see a little more, a little bit of selfish individualism out there every once in a while. But that is always going to come with these challenges that players are really thinking, I need to show what I can do here.
Yeah.
So the game results as a whole, I don't put too much stock into. I look more into what the players that we're watching are doing, and we saw some good things. We saw, you know, today, Konstantin Hellenius was a real force out there. He came out of the game, he came into the game, and immediately made an impact, playing really well in the first period, and carried that through the whole game. And that's something that can be really encouraging.
Yeah, and obviously it's a little bit different with all of these prospects because some have more to show than others, and others don't really have to show so much.
Right.
But yeah, I agree where I think Konstantin Hellenius had a really nice bounce back game. I think he was arguably Buffalo's best player throughout the entirety of the afternoon. There are some other players that have future prospects with the team potentially that I really liked what I saw today. I thought Vsevolod Komarov got around the ice really well. Nikita Novikov from the back end was playing well. Even Radim Mirka performed admirably from a defensive standpoint.
And I loved Isaac Beliveau's game today.
Yeah.
I thought he played really well, was effective, moved the puck well, he skated well. So it was encouraging to see a lot of those defensive prospects have a nice outing despite the lopsided final score. I think there was a lot to like about their performance.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, the thing is you want to see some of these chances being finished better. And I think throughout this tournament, Buffalo, again, getting a good number of chances in these games, but unfortunately unable to finish. And that's kind of been a bugaboo with this team from time to time. Yes, last year at the big club, we saw guys finishing and scoring, but it just wasn't consistent enough.
Absolutely. I think we saw that today and throughout the whole tournament here, where the Sabres got good chances, made good plays, moved the puck well, and just could not capitalize and end up putting the puck in the back of the net. And that is the kind of thing that kills your season. And I think we saw a lot of that last season with the NHL club, with the Sabres, where you saw low shooting percentages and high danger opportunities end up missing wide, missing high. that kind of thing. And that is real backbreaking. Those are backbreaking plays for you. When the margins are so small in the NHL that those are the differences and those are the opportunities you miss, it's really going to end up hurting you in the long run over an 82-game season.
Well, there was one goal the Sabres scored as we get you the highlight of that lone goal. It was from Isaac Béliveau, as you may mention, had a decent game today. He blasted a shot from the point that managed to get past Sergei Mirishkov in Pittsburgh's net to cut the deficit at that point to 4-3 early in the third period.
Kuchev on the far wall. Back to the point, the shot, they score! An absolute rifle from Isaac Béliveau. Jeez, I was thinking he was scoring. Isaac Béliveau on the goal as he ripped it, and he'll be happy with that one as he was acquired from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Viktor Nochev and Konsta Hellenius with the assists on that goal, but that was as close as Buffalo would get, as then Pittsburgh comes back with three more goals in that final period, a 6-3 final score in favor of the Penguins to close out the Prospects Challenge. Pittsburgh wins the Prospects Challenge for the second time in as many years. So now the exciting part, Owen, is that we go from this to training camp starting later on this week, as the players will begin. I mean, a lot of the players are already in town, but they will officially report to KeyBank Center on Wednesday, with maybe their first practice being Thursday, their first official practice being Thursday in Buffalo here.
Yeah, very exciting to get this season started. A lot of expectations for the team this year to finally break that 14-year playoff drought. Just got to get into it and see how we do.
How many of these players that took part in this tournament are you expecting at some point this season probably to see NHL time? Maybe not make the NHL roster full-time, but how many of these guys do you see actually getting an opportunity to crack the NHL lineup at some point this year?
I would not be surprised to see any of Anton Wahlberg, Noah Oslin, Konsta Hellenius, Isaac Rosian all have a chance at it, and maybe one of the defensemen you mentioned today, Novikov or Komarov, both could get a look at it if there are some injuries on the back end. I think that's a little more of a long shot because of the depth of the Sabres defensive core, which they focus so much on this offseason. But I would really look to see one of those four, Rosian, Hellenius, Oslin, and Wahlberg, at some point this season with the big club.
Yeah, I think that is, and I'll throw the two guys that you may mention in Novikov and Komarov in there as guys that I think have a realistic opportunity to at least dress for an NHL game or two this year. Novikov, just because he's probably the most experienced guy out of those, that group, he's gotten a lot of AHL action. He's a solid two-way guy. He's got the size and the physicality. He moves around the ice really well for his size. And then a guy like Komarov, who in this tournament, I think really, at least if I was in a scouting perspective, he'd be a guy that's just like, okay, just open my eyes a little bit. For a right-shot defenseman, yeah. He's got good offensive instincts. He's aggressive enough, and he moves around the ice very, very well for a guy of his size. Those right. are two guys that I think that, given injuries, given whatever happens, I think if there's that opportunity, those are two guys on the blue line that I think absolutely could get a shot and a call-up, whether it be just a call-up, practice with the team or whatnot, or maybe they find a way to get onto the NHL roster at some point. It's very, very exciting times for those guys, especially if they are able to get there. But, man, I can't wait enough for hockey to return. I was, you know, football's exciting enough for right. it to come back. You get a nice little lead up to the season. But for hockey, it comes pretty quick. Training camp starts on Wednesday, and then come next, I believe, Monday, they're playing their first preseason game.
Yeah, it comes at you quick, especially with, like you mentioned, football season. That takes up so much of the air, and then all of a sudden you blink, and there we go. Training camp's this week, so here we are. So let's look forward to a great Sabres season, because they've got a lot to accomplish, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Sabres will open the preseason next week, Monday, so a week from today, they will open the preseason in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. They'll have a home-and-home series with Columbus. They'll play Tuesday night against the Blue Jackets. And then you got a home-and-home with the Red Wings, and then a home-and-home with this same Pittsburgh team.
Yep.
No, maybe not the same team, because they'll have their NHL
players.
Probably
be a pretty different roster.
Yeah,
but yes.
Maybe a little bit. But, Pittsburgh's a team, man. We were talking about it a little bit earlier where that's a roster they're going to be –
they're going to struggle.
Bad.
They're going to struggle this
They're
year. They that is the cost of doing business when you've got Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, and Evgeny Malkin on your team and you're chasing cups for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it on the back end, and that's the situation that Pittsburgh finds themselves in now. But as we saw today, they've already got a solid stock of prospects coming up that hopefully take over for that next group and really lead the charge for the Penguins in the future.
My bold prediction with the Penguins is they don't finish this year with Malkin and Crosby on the roster. I think both of them at some point this season will be on the move, especially Malkin, since this is his last year of his contract. They've already made it known and very clear that Malkin's not going to return to the roster after this year.
Right.
And I just think that with the way that they've been talking about how Crosby might want out anyway, because he probably wants to go chase a cup or two in the yep. final years of his career. I think Crosby still has at least 3 or 4 years left, but at the same point, he's going to want to go do it consistently, and the fact that they haven't been to the playoffs in a few years, I think, is eating away at Sidney Crosby.
It's got to be. I mean, he's such a competitor, and you see it every game with the Penguins now, where he's trying to drag them into competitiveness every single night. And that's got to weigh on a guy, especially someone that cares as deeply as Sidney Crosby does. And I think if Evgeny Malkin is leaving, what are you doing holding on to Crosby? You're just burning the last few years
right.
out of an all-time great of the sport. He deserves to go chase a cup. Where it will be, we'll find out. But I would not be surprised to see both those guys off the Penguins roster this season.
Even guys like Carlson and Letang back on the yeah. point. I think if any of the three like big names that we've mentioned with that team is staying, I think it would be Letang.
Yeah.
But, I think this – by the end of this coming season, the Penguins might look
– very different.
Totally different.
Very different.
And be a team at the bottom of the standings. We'll see if the Sabres can get out of the bottom of the standings and compete this year for a potential playoffs berth. It's given last season, I know that they've had some injury problems and some inconsistencies in their games. We'll see how year two under Lindy Ruff goes. We'll see how that kind of plays out and whether or not maybe if they can play well enough, they get aggressive at the deadline and maybe
right.
make a couple moves to get themselves in a spot to make the playoffs. I'm interested to see how things play out, but obviously it all starts with training camp coming up this week.
Exactly, and I'm really anticipating an improved defensive core from the Sabres. They poured a lot of resources into that group this offseason, including getting rid of J.J. Paterka to bring in a good defensive depth piece in Michael Kesselring, and that should hopefully provide them a little bit more of that defensive stoutness that they seem to have really wanted to chase. And if they can get a little more finishing on 5-on-5 and really get that power play up is a massive part of having success for them this season.
Well, Owen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And
total blast.
Next thing up is Sabres preseason hockey training camp coming up this week. Be sure to follow along with Paul Hamilton all throughout this week as the Sabres return to practice. They return to work to prepare for the upcoming season. And, of course, we'll have all the preseason action on WGR over here on the Bet 1520 as well when Bills games kind of interfere and intermingle with the Sabres over the course of the season. But really exciting times ahead as hockey is right around the corner. Sabres hockey back here in Western New York beginning this week with training camp and into the preseason starting next week. That's going to do it for us here from the Sabres Prospects Challenge. Again, final score 6-3 in favor of the Penguins as Buffalo coming away winless in this year's Prospects Challenge, but training camp coming up and the regular season is only a matter of weeks away. For Owen Parker and Paul Hamilton on the play-by-play action, I'm Brayton Wilson. Thanks everybody for tuning in and listening to the Sabres Prospects Challenge on WGR and also right here on the Bet 1520. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll talk again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.